It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle back from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's game week. Penn State, Idaho coming up on Saturday. We are going to still touch on a couple positions we didn't finish off in our preview series. Not much of a preview anymore. Just more of a breakdown on where things stand. And frankly, it'll be fun to watch this offensive line group, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Get out there and see if we see domination from them week one of the season. I think that's ultimately what we're looking for against an overmatched opponent. 36.5 point spread, I believe.
Up
to 37 flat.
Right.
So not expecting a game competition on Saturday. So this would really be a place for Penn State's offensive line to set a tone for the season. Let's look at some of the obvious issues that we've got to address here. Number one, I would start maybe moving left to right on the line. Rasheed Walker, as a redshirt freshman, as the guy who he wasn't anointed or named anything, but they spent the winter and the spring really going overboard trying to groom him for what he's going to see this season. So they didn't ever announce anything. They didn't really say, this is our left tackle of the future, anything like that. But that's how they treated him.
Right.
And we've seen the ups and downs at practice, and in order for, Rasheed Walker to grow, he had to get his butt kicked a little bit at practice. And that seemed to happen a good bit with your Yetur Gross-Matos and Shane Simmons and Shaka Toney and Jason Elway. He saw a lot of really talented players. The question, Greg, how much is that going to pay off? How much can you simulate game experience by throwing really good pass rushers at a guy? I think you can to some extent, but whenever you get into a game situation and you're going to see, you're going to be working cohesively with the guys next to you, you're going to be communicating, you're going to be adjusting protections, you're going to be doing all that stuff. That stuff's going to help, but there's just no real substitute for game experience, which he does have a little. Matt Limegrover was quick to point that out. So he's not completely baby-faced here. I think Rasheed Walker's going to be good. The question is, how long is it going to take for him to get there?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing, it's one thing when you start, the bullets start flying in practice, and Yetur Gross-Matos is, running around you and through you and things like that. And I actually, again, I think I've prefaced these kind of comments before, but we only see about 10 plays of practice, and we saw 3 practices. So, again, it's a small sample size, but you started to see a little bit of growth from Rasheed Walker from the first practice that we saw until the last one, just in the sense of being able to recognize some things faster and get out of his stance faster. But it's one thing to mess up when you're going against one of the Big Ten and maybe country's best defensive ends, and he's not going to try and kill your quarterback. But it's a different thing when that that guy beats you in real play, and he has a chance to haul off on your quarterback. So Rasheed Walker does have to grow up fast. So the good news is this is not obviously a very, very tough non-conference slate for Penn State. So he'll have every opportunity to get the reps he needs to get up to game speed and all that. But yeah, I think the success of this group kind of starts and ends with him. If he can fulfill that 4-star potential, and look, there's going to be road bumps early on. I'm sure we'll be sitting here next Monday talking about him. But as long as there's only a few of them, and as long as he recognizes quickly why that happened and can get, right to work on fixing it, I think they'll be fine. But if not, we're back to that conversation yet again. Probably, we listened to Sean Clifford in, what was that, 2015, 2016? And, he's saying a lot of the same things he said now. If you go back and listen to, what we said in 2015 and 2016, it's probably a lot of the same things we were saying then that we're saying now about the offensive line, because they have some veterans returning. They have obviously recruited the position wonderfully, but you have to see it in action again. You can't have the games like last year at Rutgers where you couldn't take over that group. You have to, starting with this non-conference schedule, start winning more and more up front, because that maybe has been the biggest reason Penn State struggled to beat, the best teams in the Big Ten the last couple of years.
So you say they recruited the position. They've recruited it wonderfully. Has it been wonderfully? Can you say definitively Walker's a good example because he's a different breed.
Right.
It might not pan out. I'm guessing it will, but you're looking for guys who are just a different breed. CJ Thorpe might be under that category. You know, he was highly acclaimed. You know, Ryan Bates and Connor McGovern were highly acclaimed. Obviously, Michael Bennett was highly acclaimed. But, you know, Steven Gonzalez and Mike Miranda and Will Fries, those guys, you know, weren't exactly highly acclaimed. Brendan Mann, looking back a few years, like he was a four-star. So they've gotten good players, but like, how many next level type guys have they gotten on the offensive line? I think the list is Rasheed Walker and Michael Bennett, right?
I would put Juice Scruggs in that category.
Yeah. Okay.
I really think, you know, obviously he had the offseason accident and that, you know, that set him back some, but I really think he can be in that conversation. I think
Caden Wallace might be in that category too.
Caden Wallace, definitely.
I'm more looking at like guys who are in position to play now, but you know, it's a development and it's a recruitment thing. I don't think they've been perfect recruiting, but they haven't been bad recruiting. They've been okay developing. They haven't been great developing. That's why we've seen all this stuff over the past few weeks where they have worked tirelessly
right.
to see if there's just something they're not seeing when it comes to developing their offensive line or whether it comes to techniques or what have you. They've spent a lot of time on that this offseason, and I'm curious to see if it pays off. Is this the group where it starts to pay off, though? Like, is the average Penn State fan excited about this offensive line group? I think they're curious. I don't think they're excited about this group. They'll be eager to be proven wrong, I'm sure.
Yeah, no question. I mean, yeah, you go and look at it right now. They have what, the 4-star offensive lineman on the roster, and you know, by the way, we'll throw these guys a plug. But the 247 Sports talent composite rating tool is really neat if you're interested in looking at sort of the roster complexion of 3-star, 4-stars, and 5-stars. But yeah, if you look at this, obviously there are a lot of 4- and 5-star guys that Penn State has brought in since 2016. Not a lot of them have been on the offensive line, though. You know, CJ Thorpe is one guy that wasn't in the group we just talked about, who was a 4-star out of high school. But you know, two of the 4-stars on this list, and there is 3, 6, 7 4-star offensive linemen according to 247 Sports on this roster. Two of them are Salim Wormley and Caden Walsh, who just got to campus. They have Anthony Wigan listed as a 4-star. That's from a JUCO perspective, though. If he was being rated out of high school, I'm almost certain he'd be listed as a 3-star. So it's certainly, when I say wonderfully, I guess my point is that the last couple of classes, they've been able to put together some pretty good gets in terms of, but it, you know, it's been hit or miss for sure in development and in recruiting in a lot of different ways over the last, 6 years of the James Franklin era at Penn State. So to take the next step, they don't need these guys to be, you know, rock stars, but I think they need at least 2 or 3, you know, all Big Ten candidates between honorable mention and first team to take that next step in 2019.
And frankly, the offensive line is really one of those positions where you get a lot of surprises. You get a lot of you can have 3-stars become superstars, you know, at the next level. You can have guys, you know, drafted in the 4th round of the NFL draft who proved to be lockdown left tackles for a decade. So you never know. Development is it takes longer and it's harder to forecast at the offensive line than anywhere. So we'll see. It's an interesting crossroads, I think, Penn State is at along the O line in 2019. By the way, if you're going up to Penn State for the Idaho game this week, check out gopsurv.com. If you haven't already, they've got some good deals going on. They're also filming a commercial up there. A friend from the show, Nick from Harrisburg, and the award-winning crew from GK Visual will be there filming the ultimate tailgating experience all weekend long, from the luxurious RVs, catered meals, and free shuttle to and from the game that we talk about so often. It is your chance to be famous, just like Greg Pickle. Of course, you don't have to be. If you don't want to, you can decline. But Greg has never declined an opportunity to get his face out there. I don't think you should either. A lot going on. They're going to be awarding a prize for best Penn State tailgate while you're there. The lot's going to be open to the public, whether you are or aren't purchasing an RV from gopsurv.com. You can get some 4-9 tailgate barbecue. You can get some wine slushies, some beer. And one more time, just if you haven't purchased yet, August 30th, the last day to purchase, and everybody in your crew gets a free 4-9 Tailgate Club meal. Once again, deadline for that is August 30th. So much going on, including the commercial coming up this weekend. And if you're not there, you don't check out the commercial, you have to check it out on their social media after the fact. All right, so the offensive line, one of the, you know, if Rasheed Walker is a hot button player, my mind just keeps going to CJ Thorpe. And what if CJ Thorpe is, I don't know if I can say this or not, but what if he's an ass kicker this year? You know, like I know,
as far as I'm concerned,
I know we're looking at a co-starter situation there. See, I think he's going to win the job. I think that's what Penn State wants, is for him to win the job. They've got Mike Miranda as a really good insurance policy. He's a really good insurance policy at center. He's probably, in some combination, maybe you're starting left guard next year. But right now, CJ Thorpe brings a world of upside to the table. If he can get hit that pass blocking component, and really if he's developed and come a long way as far as that goes.
And that's the thing we don't really have a good answer to. I think he is one of those guys we need to see in action. He's, you know, is he ready to take the next step is what it comes down to. You know, Mike Miranda, I think, is a tremendous player, but I think his fight for that guard job has been hindered by the fact that he also needs to prepare to be the backup center, because he's the first one in if Michael Mennett would go down or have to miss time for any other reason. So, you know, to me, Thorpe probably gets what you think 60-40 is fair at left guard on Saturday, maybe 70-30.
Yeah.
I am hard-pressed to see 50-50, quite frankly. Yeah. But, you know, you'll see Miranda as well. But, you know, with C.J. Thorpe, it's clear as day that he may be the most aggressive lineman that Penn State has. But you're right. I mean, it's great to be aggressive when you're unblocking. But if you can't get out of your stance and set the pass block, you know, that's obviously going to be a bit more problematic. So I think there's reason to be encouraged by what we've seen from him. But he's just another guy. And really, you sum up the offensive line like this, Dustin, you have to see him in action first before you really feel good about, you know, before you really feel good about what you have there. And CJ Thorpe is probably the embodiment of that. You know, you should feel good about what he's able to do, what he's shown in the past, etc. But you also can't say with great certainty that what you've seen in practice will translate right away to the game field.
One last thing. Well, I assume Steven Gonzalez, we know what we're getting out of him. I assume Michael Mennett, we're going to see a little better version of him this year than we did last year. Will Fries is an interesting place. If he takes a step forward, he can be a really good player. If he doesn't take a step forward, he could be a guy who's on the outside looking in at some point. If they seem to like what Dez Holmes brings to the table as well.
Yeah, I mean, Dez Holmes, if something would happen at tackle, I think it's a heck of a battle between him and Caden Wallace to see who would be the first guy off the bench, because I think they really like what they have with Caden Wallace so far.
He's an exciting player.
He looks the part, man, but so does Dez Holmes. So I think it's good and bad, because in one sense, it seems like you have depth, good depth there for the first time in a long time. In the other sense, we're talking about all these guys because, quite honestly, we either don't know enough about, or the guys on the first team haven't taken necessarily the big steps that we thought they would yet.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back looking at special teams, kicker, punter, all those units, how much we'll see from them in 2019. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.